Okay. This morning is we begin Masechtas Yuma. Some say it's pronounced Yoma. Could be it's really pronounced Yoma, but we're going to call it Yuma. That's the colloquial way. I want to welcome back Rashi to the Daf Yomi. We missed him very much. And we are back to Bavli. There'll be no more Yerushalmi for another 7.5 years. We're back to Bavli. And here we go. Masechtas Yuma is about Yom Kippur. Like many Masechtas, it goes in chronological order. So it's going to start, the Masechta is going to start with a week before Yom Kippur and work its way through the entire Yom Kippur. It's a very interesting Masechta. It has a lot of tangents about the Beit HaMikdash and about life, and it's great stuff. Okay, so here we go. Shivas Yomim, Kodim Yom HaKippurim, 7 days before Yom Kippur. So right away, the Sfatem has asked, why does it say Shivas Yomim instead of Shiva Yomim? What? So one answer is, the Pnei Yeshua says, is because that's how the Pasuk says it. The Pasuk says, Shivas Yomim, by the Miluim, calls it Shivas Yomim. And we're going to see that the Makar for taking a Kohen, Gadol, and putting it away for 7 days is learned out from the Miluim. They did that to the Miluim, right, 7 days before, which was Rosh Chodesh, right, 7 days before, right? That's number one. Number two, the Shasemis himself says, because to let you know that it's one, the truth is the Gemara is going to allude to this tomorrow. It's one mitzvah. Let's say you forgot to sequester him for 7 days. You forgot. The 7 days before Yom Kippur is Tzom Gedalia. I don't know if there was Tzom Gedalia back then in the Beit HaMikdash of time. Let's say you forgot. So could you do it for 6 days or for 5 days? Is there any toelas? There's no toelas in that. If it's not 7 days, what are you doing? That's why it's a shivas. It's a set of seven. Like similar to what Stewie said. It's a set of seven. Okay? Anyway, 7 days before Yom Kippur, Shivas Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur, Mafrish and Kohen Gadol, we set aside the Kohen Gadol, mi beso, from his house, lilishkas parhedrin, to the lishka called parhedrin. What's parhedrin? The Gemara will talk about what it is, we don't have to go to it now. Look at the top Rashi. It's the top Rashi. Rashi says something which might be a machlokas, but it's assumed. Kol avodas Yom HaKippurim. Every avoda of Yom Kippur. And does that mean everyone that's special to Yom Kippur? Or even the regular avodas of the day? We'll get to that. Most assume it's every avoda. Kol avodas Yom Kippur. Eino kishera el abo. Can only be done by the Kohen Gadol. Kidiyalef, Behurias, and Perak Basra. Dechziv, Gavi Yom HaKippurim. Vechiper HaKohen, Ashiyim Shachotso. Ubegemar Mufaresh La Mafrishin. The Gemara will explain everything. How you would sequester him. Then it says, Umaskinin lo kohen achar tachtav. Maskinin lo means you appoint a kohen achar tachtav. How does the article exactly translate that? Who prepares him? They. Who's they?
Bezdin.
So the Kol HaRamah says something very interesting. He says the kohen gadol is the one that picks who this other guy is going to be. Because otherwise, it could lead to a kinna. This is the guy that Bezdin picked to take over in case I get sick, or in case I become tummy.
Why is it they?
I don't know. It says, Umaskinin lo, meaning the Kohen Gadol himself is the one who picks. Okay, Bezdin might have formally, officially do it, but the Kohen Gadol is like, that's the guy I want in case I'm not available. I want that guy. The Kohen Gadol is the one that gets to pick, so it should reduce any kind of tension. You picked him. What do you want? You picked him, right? Shema irbo psul. Maybe there'll be a psul. What psul? Says Rashi, in this Rashi of Maskinin Lo, Umizamnin Kohen Acher, we appoint another Kohen, Leos Kohen Gadol, Tachtav, to be the Kohen Gadol instead of him, in irbo psul keri, if he has a psul keri, oh, Shar Tuma, or other Tuma, Hama'akvin Milavo Lamikdash. That'll prevent him from coming to the Beis HaMikdash. Asks the Maritz Chayetz, there's a Mishnah in Avos that says, Asara Nisim Nasu Lavasin Beis HaMikdash. Number 1, 2, 3, 4. Lo Ira Keri Lekohen Gadol Biyom HaKippur. Never was a Keri. Right? So what's Rashi saying over here? So one answer is Marcel's answer, and one answer is Basi's answer. The one answer is Ein Som Chalanes. The Maritz Chai says Ein Som Chalanes, right? So just because the nace happened, you still have to take precautions. And number two is Mati's answer, which is a much more fascinating answer. that this right. Mishnah, no, it's much more interesting. This Mishnah is only talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. And this Mishnah is talking about our Mishnah here in Yuma is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash. Second Beis HaMikdash, all these don't know Nisim. There might have been some out of these 10, I don't know which ones, not necessarily that one. So you got to take precautions. Right? You have to have another guy in backup in case he becomes a carry. Right? Very fascinating. Because yesterday Michael was telling me that it's such a strange thing that all these kahanim were such rishayim, and we're treating them like these are tzaddikim. We're gonna set them aside. So I said, well, according to the Maariv Chayes, this is not even apply by the second Beis HaMikdash. This is the first Beis HaMikdash when they were taka tzaddikim, right?
That would be
what?
They only lasted a year.
Exactly. So what are we doing?
There's
an easier solution.
That bad.
What?
Know how many that
meant. There's an easier solution. Pick an older Kohen Gadol. Pick a Kohen Gadol like 60.
Right.
So I hear what you're saying.
You bought your Kohen Gadol, that was it.
You had one Kohen Gadol for 80 years. Right?
One.
Yeah. One that was for 80 years.
And then it became a Suzuki.
So 79 he was good for.
Right.
Plus, you had, till Shimon HaTzadik, you had another 150 years.
Okay.
Okay, so that's more than half of the
Gemara. We're gonna have that Gemara
right,
soon.
Right, it's about 200 more years. So.
That Gemara is in Yuma. The Gemara is gonna say that they're like 300 Kohanim Gadol in the second Beis HaMikdash. It's hard to figure out the number, how that's possible. They didn't even last a year.
It's
right.
A Guzma.
It could be a Guzma. If he, what?
You're right.
What? So it's an unusual occurrence. Yes, a pretty good question. Look what Rabbi Huda says. Rabbi Huda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo. Even another woman we would set aside for the Kohen. Why? Because a Kohen Gadol has to be married. The Gemara exactly will talk about how this marriage is taking place. He's already married, right? He doesn't have two wives. So Rabbi Huda Omer, Af Isha Acheres Maskinin Lo. They set aside another woman. Now what's going to happen? Why? Shema Thomas Ishto. Maybe his wife will die. What? If his wife dies, he has to be married. So what's going to happen? Is he get married on Yom Kippur to be married? We're going to get to that. Go ahead and answer that question. What? Shenamar, like it says, V'chipar ba'ado, he's going to make a kapar for himself, ba'ad beso, beso zu ishto. Amrulo, I'm kidding, he'll do himself. There's no one. Maybe that one will die. The second one, maybe the third one. In other words, all people die. The answer is, but there's no chashash, that one's going to die that minute. So that guy, the Kohen Gadol, is going to get a stroke, mamash on Yom Kippur. It could happen.
You're not worried about the Kohen Gadol. Only the wife.
No, because he has to be married. Exactly. You're not worried about the Kohen Gadol. Why? Exactly. What kind of chashash is that?
Don't worry about
Kohen Gadol.
You
have
a
back
break.
No, I'm saying,
what?
They didn't say
that
because he might get sick or die. Just because he has psul or tummy.
Because it's not. Exactly. It's not common. It's not common. Everyone dies. No one lasts forever. Right? We said Benjamin Franklin said that. Nobody lives forever. However, there's no chazakah. There's a chazakah that you're going to live at that minute. Right? Unless you're a ghost ace, there's a presumption that people don't die right when you want them to die. Right?
He can't have two good wives though, like
he could. But how's he going to marry her? On Yom Kippur, he's going to marry her?
He married before.
7 days before.
He marries her.
But then he has two wives. Who said he wants two wives?
That's what he said.
You're forcing him? So we're going to get to it.
That's what the Gemara is saying.
Who said he wants two mother-in-laws? Who said he wants that? We're going to get to it.
That's what the Gemara is saying. He does get married.
No, it's a backup. It's a backup.
Backup.
So Gemara will explain. Yeah, you want that? Tanan Hassam. Tanan Hassam. We learned over there in Maseches Parah that Shivas Yavim Kodam Sreifas HaParah, 7 days before they would burn the Parah, Aduma, Hayu Mafrishin Kohen HaSorifas HaParah. They would set aside the Kohen that would burn the Parah Aduma. Only the Kohen is going to burn the Parah Aduma they would set aside. Tosfos says it. Anybody, any other Kohen involved, they would leave them alone. Only the Kohen, well, that's the Iker. It's the Iker Avod, is the burning of the Parah Aduma. Mibeso, they would take him out of his house. Lilishka, to a room, Sha'al Pnei HaBira, that's on the Bira, whatever that means. Safona Mizracha, on the northeast. Velishka's Beis HaEven, Haisen Nikres. And it was called the Lishka's Beis HaEven. Now, Velama Nikrish Malikas Beis Evan. Why was it called Malikas Beis Evan? Shekal Maseha Bikli Galalim Bikli Avanim Bikli Adama. Because everything they did with the Parah Aduma was with a kli made out of stone or Galalim is excrement that would make the fashion kelim out of that or earthenware. In other words, Adama, not Cheres, Adama. Things that are not Makabal Tumah. Stone is not Makabal Tumah. So you can have all the kelim you want, not to get Makabal Tumah. Why'd they do it like that? My time, what's the reason for that? Because as follows. The halacha, listen to this. They would make a guy, a Kohen, be sequestered for 7 days, getting ready for the Paraduma, so he shouldn't be Tameh. Then on the seventh day, they would be Metameh him. They would be Metameh him, make him go to the mikvah. Now he's a Tvul Yom. They wouldn't be Metameh him with a Tameh Mace. They wouldn't bring him to the cemetery. They would. It's a machlokas. How they would. It's a machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos. How they would metame him. Rashi says a dead mouse. Tosfos says they would not be metame him with a tumah d'oraisa. They would not do that. It would be a tumah d'rabbanon. Some tumah d'rabbanon. Then make him go to the bikva. Wait for night. While he's waiting for nightfall, it's called the tefil yom. They would now. They go. Okay, go burn the paraduma. Why'd they do that? Because of the tzedukim. Kivan the tefil yom kasher b'para. We hold that a Tvul Yom is kosher for the Paraduma, and you might say, well, 1 second, the Tnan, Metamin Ho Yakoin and Sarfas Apara. There would be Metamin the Kohen that would burn the Paraduma, right? Rashi in Chagiga says there would be Metamin him with the Sheretz, which means he became Tamei Daraisa for 1 day. Goes to the Mikvah, now he's waiting for nightfall. Tosfa says, you can see the Tosfa right here, Lahotzi Miliban Shel Tzedukim, La Betuma Daraisa. That's not a tumah d'oraisa. Metamole. To lo have a mezalzel bay kulehai. We're not going to make that much of a zilzel just to show the tzedukim that we don't hold from you. We're not going to do that. That much we wouldn't do. Rather, tumah d'rabanan. Right? Okay. Umat bilin also, and we didn't make him go to the mikvah. Lahotzi miliban shel tzedukim. To show the tzedukim we don't hold like you. Shari Omer, they said, no, the paraduma had to be done with somebody that's a hair of Shemesh. In other words, he already had nightfall. Not a tefil yom. What are they arguing about the tzedukim and the chachamim? How to darshan certain psukim. They had a machlokas. Okay. Anyway, because of that, tiknu le'rabbanon, so Rabbanon made a takana, kli galalim, kli avanim, kli adama, everything else regarding paraduma had to be extra machmir. Kidei, in order, shdolo kila kiblu with tuma. So no other tuma should happen. Kihechi dolo lazalzul bay. People are going to start making paraduma into a joke. The guy, they use a tame guy. So no. That's the only thing we'd make of it. Everything else was super machmir. Super machmir to show, it's not a zilzul. We're not doing this because we're careless about paraduma. We don't care. No. The reason we're doing it is because we have tzedukim on our backs. Rashi says it. Lomar, how well v'tful yom kosher b'para? Since v'tful yom is kosher, and tzarech liyos reason by b'shmiras tayra, we don't have to be so careful with paraduma. The whole thing's a joke. No, l'kach asu ba maulo milos harbe l'tayra. We did a lot of extra milos. Ze echesman. This is one of them. That what? All the kalim could not be mechavat tuma. To go search for special kalim. Why can't he use a regular kalim? No, only clay avonim. That's why the room was called the room of the avonim as a zecher to this. Right, so the pasuk says in Paraduma, v'hize hatahar al hatameh, and they'll sprinkle the tar on the tameh. The chachamim said that the tar in that pasuk means you don't have to be tar lagamri. Means you have to be a tvul yom, and the tzedukim said not like that. The Mishnah Achronah says something fascinating. Says even the tzedukim are more machmer. Tzedukim are more machmer here. They say it can't be a tvul yom. What kind of cool is that? They're more machmer. So you think everyone's so frum, we should be machmir like the tzedukim. Maybe they're no, it's not our mesora. A key for today as well. You follow your mesora, you don't follow chumras. What's the mesora? The mesora was that a tefil yom is kosher. Now you have to use a tefil yom. If they're telling you it's no good, then yes, right? If they're more machmir, what's the downside of being more machmir? The downside is it's not the mesora. It's unbelievable, but the downside is it's not the mesora. It's not the Masorah.
So the first case is they probably used the rate before the Kosher.
They might have. They very well might have. When there's no Tzedukim. So like we were talking about yesterday, Mashal Shudas, I said to Michael, we can tell those Tzedukim, go jump in the lake. I have to change my halacha because of you? The answer is, they were in charge. They were in charge. They had the power. They had the access. They were in charge. And you know what? The Chacham were a small little group of people. They had no choice. They had to go against them.
There are a bunch of things that we have that
correct. Most of the disputes are about the Beit HaMikdash. So Rav Shechter said, I said it before.
So it's a power place.
Correct, exactly. Rav Shechter said that there are only 15 places where there's a disagreement between the Tzedukim and the Perush that we know of. Only 15 times. You'd think it's 1,000 times. It's only 15 times. Right? So most of them are, I think most of them, if not, well, most of them are the Beit HaMikdash, even the one about Pesach.
Well, Shabbos in general.
What?
No, they're all about Shavuos. That's the classic.
That's about the Omer. It's about the carpet Omer. That spills over into what Shavuos has to be on a Sunday. But it's really about the Omer. They're arguing about the Omer.
Shabbos is longer than Shabbos.
What do you mean?
They don't allow any light.
That wasn't the Tzedukim. That was later on. That was with the Sajigo and the Kroyan. They didn't have lights on their house. At Tzedukim also? I don't know. I don't remember. It's okay. Most of them are about
the Karaites, no?
Yeah, it's the Karaites. I don't think that's them. Most of them are about the Beis HaMikdash. Most of them. Anyway, that's an unbelievable part. What he's saying. If it goes against the Mesorah, I don't care if it's Momachmer. Exactly, you should put a sign like that. If it goes against the Mesorah, you don't have to be Machmer. You shouldn't be. You're not allowed to be Machmer. Not allowed to be. It goes against the Mesorah. This is our Mesorah. It's an unbelievable vart. Tzedukim were walking around with such a. You guys are such a bunch of shkatzim. We're so frum. Right? We don't hold from this. Not the point. The point is it's not the Mesorah. It's an unbelievable vart.
So you sequestered for 7 days only to be with
Tamei. Yes, they were sequestered for 7 days only to be with Tamei on day number 7. So what kind of tumah was on Chokas Rashi and Tosfos? But Rashi says in Chagiga it was a tumah d'oraita, it was a sheretz. Tosfos says that's a little far fetched. That right? No. Okay.
What were you afraid of? What were we afraid of?
It's that's exactly what we're afraid of. It's not the Mesorah. It's just not the Mesorah. It's not.
Yes, he's saying right.
What?
They're afraid of everything getting him in contact with.
Right. Oh, why was it sequestered for 7 days? So he shouldn't touch a mace.
Exactly.
Right, he shouldn't be in the house and some old man cave. You don't want him touching a mace. Because that, even...
Rashi said, because of Kerry.
No, that's the Kohen Gadol. That's the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. It's any psal.
Well, we are talking now about the Kohen Gadol.
No, this is not a Kohen Gadol, the guy who did the Paraduma. There's two sequesters now. There's Yom Kippur and the Kohen Gadol. And the Paraduma.
Right.
That was not a Kohen Gadol, it was Stava Kohen.
Right.
Who they picked some guy. And they sequestered for 7 days. It didn't have to be the.
It can't be the Kohen Gadol.
It can't be the Kohen Gadol. Sagan, right? Like, so there's two sequesters taking place. Yom Kippur and the Paraduma. There's going to be a third one that's going to be the Makar for both of them, right? Just one more point. So according to Tosfos, that is the Tumah Darabanan. How are you showing up the Tzedukim? They don't hold from Tumah Darabanan anyway. So what are you showing them up? According to Tosfos, that it was only Tumah Darabanan. What are you showing them up? It's a good question, right? But what are you showing them? They don't hold from you. They don't hold from you anyway. So the Tosfos says that you're right. They don't hold from Tumah Darabanan, but they're looking at those, looking at us, and saying, "What are they doing? They're violating their own halachas." Lishitas the Tzedukim. They're not doing anything. They don't care. There's no such thing as Tumah Darabanan. But that's what they're doing. The Chachamim. What? Yeah, right, exactly. Proving a point. They're being mitame their own in their own world. What are they, nuts? They're doing it because they don't want to hold like us, right? Even though we don't hold like that, but in their l'shitas the chachamim, what they're doing doesn't make any sense. And the only reason why we're doing it is to show them up. Exactly. Okay. Next, Maishna Sifona Mizracha. Why do you have to specify the northeastern room? So the answer is kivon dechatosi. Since the paradum is a chatos. The chatas to una tzafon, and the chatas is normally done on the north. Now, this paradum is not even done on the Beis HaMikdash, it's done in the Har HaZesim, which is on the mountain on the other side of the Har HaBayis, right? Separated by the Kidron Valley, on the eastern side of the Har HaBayis. Uksivba el nochach pnei Olam Moed. It was opposite the Olam Moed on the eastern side, so we have a northern remez and an eastern remez. Take Dulei Rabbanan L'Shachna Tzafona L'Shka Tzafona Mizracha. So they made him in the northeastern room K'echi D'Lahavi L'Hakera. As a reminder that's the room. Okay. My Bira. What does the word Bira mean? So it's a Machlokes Amar Rabba Bar Barachana Amar B'Yochanan Makam Ho Yaharabayis Bira Shmo. There was a room. It was a room in the Harabayis, and his name was called the Bira. It's also called the Room of the Stone. That's where the Kohen hung out For 7 days before the Paraduma. Rish Lakish Amar, call a mikdash kula karibir. No, it's the whole base of mikdash. The whole base of mikdash is called the bira. Shinemar bira sher hachinosi. The bira means the building. The whole base of mikdash is called that. So they stuck him in a room on the grounds of the Harabayas.
Solitary confinement.
Yeah, solitary confinement. Menahani mili. How do you know there's a din of sequestering altogether? Where'd that come from? Is there a makar for this? It's just a good idea. Is it svara? How do you know? So Amar of Menyumi, Bar Chilkia, Amar Machasia, Bar Idi, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kro. It says, Kasher Asa Biyom Hazeh, like we did on this day, Tziva Hashem lasos l'chaper aleichem. Right? This is a pasuk by the Miluim. The whole pasuk is redundant. Lasos kasher osa biyom hazeh. Tziva Hashem lasos l'chaper aleichem. We know the whole Miluim is kapara. So by the way, this is a question that I don't have an answer to. The Mishnah Berurah says that Chanukah, which is Chaf Hei Kislev, is also the day that there was a Chanukah HaMishkan, but they waited till Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is this day that the Miluim, that the Mishkan was inaugurated. Why did they wait till Chodesh Nisan? Why? Anybody remember why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's the month when Yitzchak was born. What does that have to do with Chanukah? What does that have to do with anything? What does Yitzchak, forget Chanukah, what does that have to do with the Mishkan? Okay, what is that? So they waited from Kislev, from the end of Kislev, Tevri, Shvat, Adar, they waited 3 months, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Shivas Yimei Meluim. 7 days before, they started sequestering everybody to get them ready for the Shivas Yimei Meluim. What does that have to do with anything? I don't know. It's a question. Anyway, lasos, so the word lasos is Elu Maisei Para. That's a reference to the Maisei Para. Just like the Miluim was sequestered, the Kahanim, so too Paraduma. And Lechaper Eli Maisei Yom HaKippurim. And Lechaper is a reference to Yom Kippur. So what do you see? All three places there was sequestering. So now the says, Bishlom Akule Krava Paralom Matsukam. It's impossible to say this whole pasuk is only a reference to Paraduma. That will learn it as a reference to. That's impossible. Why? Because Lechaper Ksiv. It says Lechaper. Vipara Lav Bar Kaparahi. And the Paradum is not a Kapara. Right? Everybody jumps. The Paradum is not a Kapara? Yeah, what do you mean? It's a Beferish Gemara in Moed Katan that says, Ma Paradum is Kaparas, Af Misa Tzadikim is Kaparas. So the answer, there are two answers. Number one, the Iker of a Paradum is not to be Mechaper. The Iker is to be Tami from Thomas Meis. That's one answer. Maybe you like the second answer better. Only the paraduma in the midbar was a kapara for the egel. Throughout history, it's not a kapara.
Don't you need kapara for Tumas Meis too?
It's not a kapara. Sometimes it's unavoidable. You don't know anything wrong. Yeah, you have to get the mitzvah to bury your parents. You have no choice. What are you going to do? I'm not going to make myself tummy. Let someone else do it. No, there's no halacha like that.
Have you learned that sometimes head bonus should become tummy? Even if it's accidental?
No. I don't know about that.
Yeah, well,
exactly.
What is that?
Now, there's such a concept that there's a kapara. So either you have to say that's only a side benefit of the paraduma, some side point, or only that paraduma was a kapara. The rest of them are not a kapara. Now, why has to be this process? So even Shlomo Melech couldn't figure this out, right? So why has to be all this? I don't know. But it's not a kapara. So it's not a kapara. So the whole pasuk can't be talking apart. That's impossible. Ella, rather, Ema Kula Krov Yom Kippur. Maybe the whole pasuk is talking about Yom Kippur. And there's no sequestering for a paraduma at all. Right? Amri, no. It's a Gzera Shafa. Yalef Tziva Tziva. It's a Gzera Shafa. Ksiv Hacha Tziva Hashem Lasos. It says by Miluim Tziva Hashem Lasos. Uksiv Hasim. And it says by Paraduma Zos Chukasatar Asher Tziva Hashem Lemar. Ma'al Halan Para Afkan Para. So we have once a part, just right, Makan Prisha, Aflahalan Prisha, make a Gzera Shava, just like by the Miluim there was Prisha, so too by Paradum there's Prisha. Right? The Ema, maybe Tziva, the Yom HaKippurim, maybe the Tziva is of Yom Kippur, even though we've said this many times, even though you can't make a Gzera Shava by yourself. What do you mean, maybe this is a different Gzera Shava? Who gave you the right to make a Gzera Shava? No. So the answer is that the words are Masorah. And what we do with them, that I'm allowed to make up on my own. So I have a tziva by Yom Kippur too. So maybe I can make up my own Gzeir Shava, connecting Yom Kippur to Miluim. And then there's no sequestering by Paraduma. That's the question. Vayim a tziva d'Yom HaKippurim. So no, the tziv, v'yas kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. And they listened. That's by Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, no. Don in tziva d'lefnei asiyah, mitziva d'lefnei asiyah. That's a better Gzeir Shava of tziva before you actually did it, which is by the Miluim, and by Paraduma, and not by Yom Kippur, where after the fact they said, oh, by the way, they did it all. That's not the same context. The ain't done in Tziva, de la'achar Tziva, Asiya, mi Tziva, de l'fnei Asiya. Okay? So therefore, it's not a comparable Gzera Shava, and therefore, we rather learn the Gzera Shava from Paraduma. The ain't, well, let's say, Tziva de Karbonos, maybe it's Tziva by Stam Karbonos. Every carbon, you'd have to sequester somebody. Like it says, Right? So the Gemara says, no. Don in tziva mitziva. Vereshav is tziva to tziva. The ain don in tziva tavoso mitziva. Not tavoso. So the Gemara says, man ask me, what's the difference? V'atana debe rishmal, v'shav ha-kohen or baha kohen, zui shiva, zui bia. Not even the same word. We're making gzereshava. What's the gzereshava exactly? Has to do with the stones of a house that have negoim on them, that sometimes the Kohen would have to come back and check if it spread or not, and they'd remove them. If it didn't spread, So the whole gzereshava there, that whatever the Kohen did the second time, he doesn't do the third time, it was the same procedure, complicated gzereshava. But what do you see? It's not even the same word. So the Gemara says, well, hani mili hecha deleka dedamila. You're only allowed to make a gzereshava with different words if you have no choice. If you have no choice. Hacha deleka dedamila medamila yafinan. Here we do have a choice. So should I do tziva tziva or tziva and tavoso? So tziva tziva is a better choice. So therefore, that's the gzereshava. Fine. Now the Gemara says, lechaper, that the word lechaper was a reference to Elu Ma'ase Yom HaKippurim. That's a reference to Yom Kippur. Why is it a reference to Yom Kippur? There's no better, bigger day of Kapara than Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara is going to say, we're going to go spend now the next day and a half. Maybe the word lechaper means something else. Not Yom Kippur. And there's a different time where it has to be sequestering. For what? Ve'ema Kapara de Karbanos. Maybe it's Tam Karbanos. Almost every carbon is a kapara. Almost everyone's a kapara, right? So the Gemara says, one second, you're going to sequester a kohen for stam karbanos? Now, we'll see in a minute if we're talking about carbon tzibors or carbon yachids. First, the Gemara says, mi yadan hai kohen misrami deboy le prisha? Do you know which kohen's going to be the one doing the avoda that you sequester him? Says Rashi, Miyadanin, it's the first skinny line at the end of the line. Miyadanin ha misrame, v'halo al yedei pious haya ovdin, kidamina lekaman. They would do. It was a lottery. It was a lottery. For the carbon. So we think now it's the carbon tamid. It's a lottery. Ask the Sfasemes. One second. What kind of answer is that? So do the lottery a week before.
You weren't even there though.
So let them be there. Do a lottery a week before. Say, oh, he's doing the karma, we'll sequester him. What kind of answer is that? That question's so good that they changed the gears in Rashi. Right? What do you mean? What do you mean the pious? Well, it was a pious. Rashi answers, we don't know who the Kohen's gonna be. It's done by lottery. Therefore, it can't be that we have to sequester the Kohen. So what do you mean? That can't be. So do it a week before. They're only there for a week, right? Sunday it's Reuven's. Do Reuven HaKohen. Tuesday, Shimon HaKohen. Wednesday, it's Levi HaKohen. So sequester them. Why don't you sequester them? You know what Tzvazema says? The question's so strong that he changes the Gerson Rashi to say, V'halo ein pious haya ovdin. There is no pious. Why is there no pious? Because it's a carbon yachid. And on a carbon yachid, there is no pious. It's whoever happens to be there. The only carbon, only pious on the carbon tzibors. Who's doing the Toda today? Who's doing the Ketores? That is a pious. A guy shows up, listen, I turned out the light on Shabbos, here we are in the Karban Chazos, by mistake. There's no pious for that. I'll do it. Right? So for that, how can they be sequestering? We don't know who it's going to be. But that makes sense. So they changed the Gerson Rashi, because otherwise it doesn't make sense. It was puzzled.
Yeah, I'm not sure. They just tried to...
The Gemara said maybe that the sequestering is not about Yom Kippur. It's about Stam Karbanos. So the Gemara answers, how do you know who's going
to
be there?
One second. Are we going back to Paraduma?
No. We're going back to Yom Kippur now. There were two things left out of that puzzle. Number one, Paraduma sequestered. Number two, Yom Kippur sequestered.
Now the
Paraduma left alone. We're done with Paraduma now. How do you know sequestered is on Yom Kippur?
But maybe it's being sequestered.
What?
You know who's being sequestered.
What do you mean?
It's a carbon.
Right. That's the Gemara's answer. How can you tell me it's a carbon? We don't know who it's going to be. Who should we sequester? The whole Beis Av? The Gemara's going to answer that in a second. We sequester the whole Beis Av? The Gemara's going to ask that. Well, that's sequester the whole Beis Av. But before
why
you get
to...
Even that's reasonable.
What?
Reasonable.
Yeah, that's exactly. What?
Why are we not going back to the Paraduma?
Because,
two of them.
Because we said it's a Gzeres Shava. No, there's three. Okay. The third one's Miluim. The Makar is Miluim.
Agreed.
How do you know the sequestering? By Miluim they sequestered. How do you know they sequestered Paraduma? Gzeres Shava. How do you know they sequester by Yom Kippur? We learned out of this pasuk.
Right.
The machlok is actually Rashi and Tosfos what these questions are. Pashup shot is, how do you know that...
It's just being thrown out there.
that we learn from the word l'chaper in this pasuk by miluim. What is miluim? Miluim was a kapara. It's a reference to Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur also was sequestering. Says the Gemara, who said it's about Yom Kippur? Maybe it's about Stam Karbanos. So the Gemara answers, well, you don't know who it's going to be. Says Rashi, because it's a pious. Says the Sfas, what do you mean it's a pious? Do the pious the week before. The answer is no, there's no pious. It's a Karban Yachid. So who's it going to be? I have no idea. Makes perfect sense, no?
So
they change
it because
yeah.
of
Sfas
Emes, they
change
the Rashi.
They change the Rashi.
The
Gersh on the Rashi.
Yeah, they
change
the Rashi.
All of a sudden, every Karban Yachid has a guy who's sequestered?
Well, that's the Gemara's question. Every right, so Amr Alam Alo. Why not? Lebar Le Prisha Lekula Mishmaris Beis Av. We'll sequester the whole Beis Av. So instead of it taking a week for you to do it, it's like 2 weeks. 1 week you'll be sequestered, and the second week you'll go do the avoda. So Gemara answers, no, that can't be right. You know why? Because Donin Davar Shekavul Ozman, the Midavar Shekavul Ozman. The comparison is between something that has a set time. Yom Kippur has a set time. Now, the Miluim has a set time in the sense that it was one time in history. The eight lafuke karbonos, not karbonos, the chol yoma dioma, if any day of the week, a guy's bringing a carbon. That's not the same comparison.
Right.
Where, okay. Right? I'm up to the Emer L'Regalim.
Yep.
So that can't be that the word lachaper means a stomach carbon. That can't be. The Emer L'Regalim, maybe it means regalim hanoeg pamachas bashana, which only happens once a year. Lafuke regal. I'm sorry. Aim regalim. That's the question. The answer is no. Don and davar shenoy pamachas b'shana midavar hanoy pamachas b'shana. Only once a year. Now Yom Kippur is once a year. The miluim was once in history, but the Rashi says, but it never happened more than once a year because it only happened once in history. So it didn't happen more than once a year. That's fine. How can I compare it to Redel, which is three times a year? Slafuke regalim dalav pamachas b'shana. It's not once a year. It's three times a year. So the Gemara says ve'aim regal echad. Maybe it's only one regal. Which regal? So the Gemara is going to say either Pesach or Sukkot. Why either? Why either Pesach? No, either one. Why either one? Well, I don't know. Which one should it be? Should it be Pesach or should it be Sukkot? E Chag HaBatzos. Either Pesach. Hoel Pasach Kasev Tchila. Whenever the Torah mentions the regal, and Pesach is always first, so it's special. I chaga sukkis or sukkis, maybe with white sukkis better. Howel umarba os umaruba oso umaruba mitzvah so has a lot of mitzvahs. What mitzvahs does it have? Says Rashi. Al chaga sukkis howel umaruba mitzvah so sukkah lulav harava nitzachamayim. If you think about it, Pesach has more mitzvahs, right? Out of karyad.
Just because we go crazy about it.
No, karyad. The carbon Pesach itself has 10 mitzvahs. You can't eat it raw. You can't eat it. It has to be only tzliyesh. You have to eat it. You have to. What?
Yeah, but that's carbon pesach.
Matzah, maror, bal yirah, bal yimate, tashbisu. So many. I'm not sure that Sukkot is. Now, we think Sukkot is more. It appears more because you're busy with a lulav and an esrog and a sukkah. And on Pesach, it's just matzah. Right? But if you think about it, there could be more. What?
You mentioned a lot of loaves.
Right, so that's it. Only talking about assays. So what assays do you have? Sipur Siyas Mitzrayim, Matzah, Maror, Karban Pesach. Not if you have a Karban Pesach, it's not. Yeah.
That's
true. Right? There's at least four.
So
and you have to eat it roasted? What? That's the Rabbanon. Abrakos is the Rabbanon. What?
So Sukkah is more.
And so, what Sukkah, what does Sukkah have? It has a Sukkah, Arbaminim. So I said Sukkah, Arbaminim. Arava, that's in the Beis HaMikdash, that's not a Daraisa. Nitzachamayim, okay. What? It's a close call, Hakel, okay. Yeah, exactly. It's so many. Okay, but the Gemara says, the Sukkah says, more Karbanos. Someone says that answer. One of the Achronim say that. Sukkah has more Karbanos. Someone gives that answer. One of the Achronim say, Sukkah has 70 Karbanos. That's the more. Rashi says it's the mitzvahs. Rashi says sukkah, lulav. Others say no, not that. Others say it's the karbanos. Has 70 karbanos, a special thing with the nations of the world. It's a universal yontif. Okay. Yeah, so on every yontif, the carbon musaf was a kapara for some kind of tumah. So that's a kapara. So maybe we should sequester the kohen 7 days before, so he brings the carbon b'tahira. That's the question. Why are you picking Yom Kippur? What about Sukkot? So that would be a reason. So that would be a reason why you should have extra hiddur for Pesach, because it's always said first. Extra hiddur for Sukkot has so many mitzvahs. Or because, like what David said, because of the karbanos. Extra hiddur. And we're going to reject it anyway. So the Gemara says, no. Elodonin prishas shivas yomim shiva liyom echad. We have a sequestering of 7 days for 1 day. Miprishas shiva liyom echad. That's how they did by the Meluim. It was 7 days for 1 day. Yom Kippur is 7 days for 1 day. Ain't donin prishas shiva l'shiva. We're not going to have 7 days for 7 days. 7 days of Pesach. 7 days of Sukkot. Miprishas shiva liyom echad. Seven for one. That doesn't make any sense. Now the Gemara says, the Eimah de Shmini. What about Shmini Atzeres? Maybe Shmini Atzeres. The Prishas Shiva Liom Echad Hu, which would be a 7 day sequestering for 1 day of Shmini Atzeres. Maybe that's it. Tomorrow the Gemara is going to ask, what about Shavuos and what about Rosh Hashanah? That's tomorrow. So the Gemara answers, what about Shmini Atzeres? Donin Davar She'ein Kedusha Lefanov Midavar She'ein Kedusha Lefanov. We're going to compare something that has no Kedusha before it. The day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan doesn't have Kedusha. The 7 days before doesn't have Kedusha. The 7 days before Yom Kippur have no Kedusha. The 7 days before Shemini Atzeres have Kedusha. It's called Sukkot. Right? The ain't done in Davar Sheyesh Kedusha Lefanov, Midavar Sheyesh Kedusha Lefanov.
Maybe it's just a renewed Kedusha.
What?
Maybe it's just a different Kedusha.
What do you mean, a different Kedusha?
In other words, it's not Kedusha Shmini Atzeres.
So, was that the Gemara's going to ask that? We're going to do that. That's tomorrow. But look at the bottom Tosfos. Listen to this. Af al gaf, says Tosfos. We know that that day of Yimiluim, what day of the week was it? Says Tosfos, it was a Sunday. So, the day before was a Shabbos. Af al gaf, the Shabbos, lefanav hu. Even though Shabbos was the day before, lo kachashiv, that doesn't matter. Ela kachashiv yon. All I care about is yontifs. Why? Dechali bebezdim. It's the tali bebezdim. Av a kedusha Shabbos kviyav kaima. Every week, every Shabbos. There's idi. Or you could say yesh kedusha Shabbos levanav. You could have Shmini Atzeres also could be on a Sunday, and then Shabbos before, and it still has 7 days of Sukkot. So that don't throw that at me. Says Tosfos. Don't throw that at me. Then Gemara says 1 second. Falaf kal v'chomer hu. Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Hashta davar she'en kedusha lefanav boy prisha, something that doesn't have kedusha before it has no prisha. So davar she'esh kedusha lefanav lo kolshkein. So 1 second. Davar she'esh kedusha lefanav lo kolshkein. So something that has kedusha in front of it, certainly shouldn't there be prisha? Says the Zechel Avram. That kavachom makes no sense. Why? What? It makes no sense. You know why? Because it's much more probable to say that Shmini Atzeres, since it has Kedusha in front of it, doesn't require Prisha. Why? Because you have to be tar for the regal itself.
If
before Sukkot, you have to be tar for the regal. What kind of Kavachomer is that?
Well,
he leaves it for Tarachiyah. There's no answer to that. Whole Kavachomer
is including Shabbos, then any day is going to have Kedusha before it.
Right. No, so we're not including Shabbos.
So don't
include Shabbos. But you hear what this is saying? It doesn't make any sense. Whole Kavachom makes no sense. What do you mean 7 days before, so therefore for sure Shmini Atzeres? Just the opposite. Shmini Atzeres doesn't need sequestering because you sequestered yourself because you were tar for the regel, which is Sukkot. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. But all right, notwithstanding, Amar Visharshia, lo, that's not a problem. Shmini Atzeres is not a problem. Why? It's just Hazektiv. Hazek, it says Hazeh. What does Hazeh mean? Right? It says Hazeh. It says that the pasuk by Meluim says Hazeh, which is Kasiv. It says Kazeh, which means seven for what? It says Kazeh, right? That it's not Doma to the Meluim, therefore it's not similar. Ravashi Amar, Mi Ikamidi. Is there such a thing? Deregel boy prisha, deregel lo boy prisha. I'm sorry. The ik regel lo boy prisha. The main regel is Sukkot. Shmini Atzeres is only a tuffle. It's an afterthought, right? Tuffle di day boy prisha. That requires a prisha. Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says fafilu lamanda amar, fafilu lamanda amar. You know what? Let's stop here. We'll stop here. So what are we saying? That Shmini Atzeres is only tuffle, and there's no way that Shmini Atzeres could require more than the Yom Tov itself. Now we're going to go through, is Shmini Atzeres really Tafel? And that's what we're up to. All right? Everyone have a good day. We'll pick up tomorrow.
Take a breeze now.
Yeah.